Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are so glad to be with you. It's very chilly outside today here in St. Louis and feels very much so like the Christmas season. We have been talking this weekend or this week so far about the food drive that we did and making sure that we do everything we can this week to push that generosity that we can have from our community to the St. Louis Area Food Bank. We raised over $7,000 yesterday, filled up all the bins at Ruler Foods, but we still have the opportunity for you to donate. If you go to the description of the Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast right now, you can find that. Let's get to our friend Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Are you having a good Christmas season so far? We started off on a light note.
As far as my Grinchdom goes, it's right on pace with every other year.
Are you a Grinch?
Oh, I'm a huge Grinch.
What makes you Grinchy about the holiday season?
Grinch is the most honest Christmas. It's about, I hate packages and presents and the commercialism. I mean, that's what the Grinch represents.
Okay.
You know, I'm more about, you know, instead of getting every color or a new iPhone every year, just get one thing, you know, because mm-hmm. The Grinch was an environmentalist, because all he was really, his message was all your stuff that you buy ends up junk,
yeah,
and, you know, in his garbage, and he is, you know, and so, you know, there's a good point to that. There's a lot we can learn from the Grinch, you know.
I kind of like that thought. I'm not really a big Grinch. I don't like Who's your favorite Grinch in the movies?
So into Santa Claus. I mean, no respect for boundaries. You know, slides in at night when everyone's sleeping, walks around the house like he owns the place, eats your food.
Yeah.
Never a thank you note. You know, out makes dad look bad. Like, I'm just not a fan.
Tyrus, have you ever dressed up in matching pajamas with your family with your name on them?
No. I'm a man. I work. I play outside.
Okay. Ryan does it all the time, not even at Christmas.
I wasn't asking for myself. I was just asking whether you had.
No, that's above my pay grade.
So, Tyrus, let me ask you this. What's your favorite version of the Grinch? Are you a Jim Carrey guy, or are you just straight up Dr.
Seuss? Jim Carrey. Nailed it. The classic one is Jim Carrey. That's it.
My favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. Do you like that one?
No, it's Die Hard and the Grinch.
Die Hard? Oh, we're going to do that. I watched
Die Hard. You don't want to go there with me. I just had to, I mean, if you do, I'm just letting you know. I will go full regalia on social media. You don't want to end up like Glenn Jacobs, the mayor of Tennessee, who's caught the wrath of his refusing to accept Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Everybody has their line. This is yours.
Yeah, you know, if Christmas don't start till Hans Gruber falls. Sorry.
Has that happened for you? I watched it for the very first time last year, opening presents. It's the first time I ever saw Die Hard. Only to find out if it was a Christmas movie or not.
And it is.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Just go ahead. Just do it.
No, I don't like the movie enough to defend it. I'm not, especially against Tyrus. Are you kidding me?
Wait. You don't even like it?
Oh, boy. See, look what you did, Ryan. Well, no, listen. Wow. Listen.
How many years have I been coming on this show? I've been living a lie.
If I'd have seen it when it was made, it's just taking it out of the decade with which a movie like that is originally intended and comparing it to the action movies of today.
You can say the same thing about me. So.
Okay. Greg Gutfeld, we find out that he is a father. That's pretty exciting. You guys have been pulling double duty on The Gutfeld Show. And I got to say, it's been one, in my opinion, one of the key things throughout the course of 2025 or 2024 and the election, but now going into 2025, that has really affected the culture of politics. What do you think wrapping up the year right now with that show, with the strong cast that you guys have of people who fill those chairs every night? What do you think about the impact The Gutfeld Show has had?
I think it's good that people got back to just laughing and having a good time. I think it's good that people stopped listening to negativity. Even if we disagree with someone, it's jokes. And we never really go that far. We don't go after anybody. We do call out BS when we see it. But at the end of the day, you got to go make fun of yourself. And I'm pretty good at making fun of myself. So it's just have fun. And I think the American people like that. It's nice to see people can laugh and tell people what they like to watch without being shunned or hissed at. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun to watch it come full circle. Now we get guests, you know, all from all aisles and spectrums and stuff. I had Undertaker and Kane on, and that was kind of cool. You know, and we're starting to get more and more people that maybe lean a little left that want to come on the show. And mm-hmm. so it's good, you know.
I think that's going to be one of the things I'm most interested in going into when Donald Trump becomes the president, because Trump continues to say this too. He's like, people actually like me now. I'm more popular than I've ever been. I would think that Gutfeld would be a beneficiary of that, as people have obviously tuned into your show. I'm watching Jimmy Kimmel handle the wake of the election results. It's not even entertaining for me to watch. It's so depressingly sad.
No, it's selfish, arrogant. And here's the thing. When President Trump lost the election in the previous one, I don't remember crying on TV. I think I would remember that. I would think that would be a clip that would surface. I don't remember complaining. We just went on and started making fun of the next, you know, it wasn't worth, because at the end of the day, who you vote for is not, you're not always going to get what you want. And for me to go on there and to cry and complain to people watch and look to me, because whether you like it or not, there's certain people that watch you on TV and they trust your judgment and they think you know things they don't. And to act like a child when you don't get your way, or, you know, try to push really irresponsible narratives, is just a bad thing. I don't think I was, I never thought Kimmel was a super funny guy. I thought he was like in football, I would call him a game manager. He was on a big network and he got all the big stars. And here's the thing. It's not enough to have celebrities on anymore. Mm-hmm. This election proved that other than, and you're making woke movies and a lot of these celebrities who went out of their way and took money to endorse and things like that, I think they're going to have a hard time getting people to watch them on movies because they've alienated half the country. And I'd say even more than that. And the fact that when you don't get your way, to double down and make it worse. I mean, I just don't, I don't see where Kimmel goes with this. I don't see how he comes back from this. ABC in itself, they would have to have a complete overhaul. And instead, unfortunately, there's going to be a few, like what's left, some of the opinion people on MSNBC and things like that. They'd rather, like, I don't know how to tell them this. I'm not a captain, but the Titanic sunk. And it's not coming back, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what they do, President Trump got his 2 terms. He brought the country together. He has people on his staff from all sides of the aisle, friends, foes, you name it. If he thinks it can help the country, he's like, come on in. He even sat down with people who called him Hitler and lie, you know, and pushed the whole Joe Biden was so, you know, Joe and Meek and all that stuff. And he's willing to sit at the table anyway if you have good ideas. And instead of taking that moment, Kimmel would continue to push things that just aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on him. And I don't think, like I said, I can't remember the last time one of my buddies was like, yo, I heard this joke on the Kimmel show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just not happening. But, you know, good for us.
Sure. Yeah, I think Gutfeld's been a huge beneficiary of the downward spiral of these more predictable people on the networks. One of the things I did see Kimmel, and my consumption of him is when he does something particularly unfunny and absurd, usually it makes its way through X, but he was going through and reading some of those conversations that his producers were having. These people who are obsessing over this murderer, he's a suspect, of course, in the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. The dehumanization of Brian Thompson in the wake of that you know, broad daylight shooting that took place in New York City, and the leftist fawning over this suspect. What do you make of all of that?
Well, first of all, not only is a murderer, he's a coward. Shooting someone in the back is about the lowest thing you could possibly ever do. There was never, even in the West, there was certain levels of it, and I guess it's fun when you live a nice life and no one in your family's ever been shot or killed, murdered like that. So again, these unaffected troll cowboys whose lives are so good that they can, these are the same people that say we're all going to jail and get roundup camps. They just say things for attention. And again, I think if anyone were to glorify a murderer who has a TV show, shouldn't be on TV anymore. At some point, you know, there was certain decorum and rules on television that were there for a reason. And for someone, that'd be like someone coming out saying, well, Charles Manson had great poems. You would be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You know, oh, he's good looking. What does that say about you? I think all of these people who have done these things eventually are going to want jobs somewhere. And this stuff is going to come back to bite them on the butt pretty good. It's sad. It also shows how spoiled and out of the loop people are, you know, to make these comments like, oh, he did this and that, and then to double down and try to back it up. And I think it's funny because they don't even have the guts, most of them, to really say it with convention. Like that one, I don't know why anyone gives her an interview. I'm not even going to say her name, but libs of TikTok have a blast with her. You know, she felt joy mm-hmm. and then tried to, like, clean it up. You know, it's just funny funny, sad to me that they take these takes thinking that the average person thinks that a good idea. But I'll tell you what, for a lot of the misinformation that they spread and lies that they spread and telling people that the Nazi's over and there's never going to be an election again and all these things, if somebody took what they said and to heart and ended up costing them a job or hurting their life, and if they decided to seek retribution against them, do you think they'd be cheering? No, they wouldn't. They'd be screaming, it's unfair, I don't feel safe. Like, they're the first ones to cry about safe spaces and stuff.
Yeah.
And the man is shot in cold blood. I don't see why we know. I'm the same thing. I don't want to know his name. And again, this is the media that what bothers me. Don't give this guy his name. He's a murderer. You know, like, make it about the victims. But they just don't do it. The same thing with shootings and stuff. Although it is getting better with where they won't, you know, put the guy's face up. But this guy's face has been up 24/7. And then, of course, we just have a lot of attention-seeking people who don't have much to do on their times, and they think they're so rebellious and so cool backing a murderer. But, you know, if it ever happened to you, one of your family members, I don't think you would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I just think about
that. That's one of the unfortunate beauties of being an American citizen. You're allowed to sit back in the comfort of your home and your gated community and say things like defund the police and good for him, and until it happens to you.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden there's complete outrage. You know, it's like the BLM leader, or, you know, Miss wanted to defund the police and all that stuff, and then her U-Haul got stolen, and then she's upset because they didn't do it. They're not doing enough, and they're not doing anything fast enough. Mm-hmm. So it's always to me, be careful, because karma's funny.
No, for sure. I always tell my oldest daughter, karma's only a witch if you are, and I just like take that with you.
Yep.
Last question before we go. Those drones. You live in New Jersey or the New York area?
Yeah,
think.
I saw them above my house.
Did you?
I saw them above my house. And
what do you think they are?
I watch a lot of Skinwalker's Ranch, so I can't really, you know, I think there's more proof that it's a bunch of aliens just trying to get their reality TV show fixed before they take off to Venus. Then I believe that Iran has drones out there. I mean, the fact that Iran would send anything right now, given the fact that they are a conversation away from not existing anymore, with Israel basically plucking their feathers like a chicken. You know what I'm saying? They have no air defense. You know, they're at the will of Israel to be existing as a country right now. For them to send off drones, I think you might want to. Again, I don't know what is what, but for me, I'm leaning more towards, it's more like Skinwalker Ranch. They say it's drones, but they seem to be flying higher than the helicopters that were flying around looking at them.
Yeah.
They're definitely not within a gunshot. They're pretty high up there.
But you've seen them with your own eyes.
Yep. Yep. My daughter and my wife were on the third floor. They were looking at them, taking pictures and videos and stuff, and you know, of course, then my daughter was like, I think they said hello. So that's why that was on video. So
they're probably here to see
that.
Georgie. That's probably what's going on here right now.
Yeah, well, they're not taking me. I'm not going to fit in the ship. So, you know, nothing more embarrassing than being beamed up by an alien and your shoulders are stuck in the port. You know, then they got to put me back. Just, you know, it's a bad look for everyone. So
it's a great self-defense, though, when you think about it, when you put it that way. I think
yeah,
maybe some envy there.
It's a big one. We don't have the tech for that yet, sir.
Tyrus, we love you. Thanks for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, especially this time. We appreciate you. That's like a Family Guy episode or something.
That actually sounds like The Simpsons. Like Homer gets stuck getting beamed on.
Belly.
I wonder if I've actually seen that.
Tyrus says it's a big one.
Oh no, it's a big
We're
one.
We're not prepared.
The hole's not big enough.
We gotta write this mothership and get Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg on when we come back. It's always great to have Tyrus on. Always great. We're gonna make that a short video and make sure we tweeted it. Tyrus and see if he wants everybody else to hear what he just said. I don't know. Sometimes he says those things on here, and he said it last night on Gutfeld. I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, but he's great. Let's take a quick break. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg next.